what could you do without the support of Luwak? And I think we'd still be out here, you know, trying for it. But the people of Derry have always been wonderful. People of Derry still remember what happened on Bloody Sunday, and, you know, it's a very, very open sore wound because we've never had justice, you know. And let's face it, we're never likely to have the way the British government. And as we've watched on, we've watched the slaughter in Gaza. It's also shown us how the world works, and we've watched all these big organisations. I always thought that UN, human rights, I thought of, you know, of all of that, when I thought about the UN and stuff, I thought of human rights and civil liberties, and that's where justice is. And, you know, I'm not seeing that. I'm sorely, sorely disappointed. I can't tell you, actually, very sorely disappointed, knowing that it's not really there. You know, and there's a lot of work needs to be done in the world, you know. Not going to be the like of me that does it, you know. We need awfully smart people, you know, to fix some of the problems that's in this world. But the very fact that all of that's going on and the world's allowing it to happen. Ordinary people are out there on the streets in their millions. But the leaders, in fact, one of our programmes is about that. I asked that question. Why isn't our leaders listening to us? We're out here in the millions, you know, and they all around the world. We don't want that happening. You need to stop that, you know. And they're not listening, you know, not except, of course, for South Africa, who stepped forward, you know, and so proud of South Africa for doing that. These people, there's quite a few people I would want to see in The Hague. I've always felt our own case would have been better served if we had managed to get to The Hague. But just whatever way that the twists and the turns over the years, and I suppose following other people, we weren't always led down perhaps the right road that we should have been going down, you know, to get justice. But that's where I feel our case should have went, to The Hague. And I really, really hope that what's happening there now will stop this war. It's not really a war. It's a one-sided thing, isn't it? Would stop the slaughter in Palestine, stop the slaughter of all those little children, and put in jail those people who deserve to be put in jail. And I mean those who's complicit as well, those who were encouraging it along. But I hope we get a good crowd this year to the Bloody Sunday March. I do, you heard me earlier. I pray for 3.5 hours of dry weather. Please, please don't let it rain on our marchers. But you know what? They show up regardless. Regardless of the weather, they show up, you know. We're very grateful for that support. Always will be.